Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sir Velvet. It's such a great joy to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the power of God. To let you know that Jesus come to deliver you from your sin. And I'm telling you, that's the power of the gospel. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, give you joy in your soul, peace in your mind. The Lord has blessed us now with anointing Holy Ghost ministry, where we can go into the jails and prisons to bring to them the anointing of the Holy Ghost through the word of God, to let them know Jesus is the best rehabilitation around. That can deliver them and set them completely free from the bondage of sin and crime and make them productive people in society. And I'm telling you, they won't be the same anymore. And I'm telling you, this same power that we bring to the jails and prisons is the same power that will go into those of you that's out there in the free world and deliver you from the bondage of sin and make you productive men and women to live in this world with victory over the devil and victory over sin. And I'm telling you, give you power to be a child of God. Amen. I'm taking on, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Praise God. We have in church with the message, God is love. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful message. We're going to try to wrap it up on today, but I'm telling you, it's a fire hot message. Glory to God. Called God is love. Praise the Lord. So I want you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into this radio station and get ready for the message on the broadcast today. And at the close, get ready for the prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Sir Velvet, is here to read the word of God. God is love, in that God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Amen. God wants you to turn from your sins. Don't just repent and remain in your sin, but turn from it. Leave it behind. Get rid of it and don't do it anymore. That's what God wants. That's the love of God. And people, we need to know that, because the devil has many church people in a trap, saying that they can repent and sin all their life. And you can do that and live, be like the rich man, lift your eyes up in hellfire. Because you can't go to heaven straddling the fence. You can't go to heaven playing church. You can't go to heaven trying to serve two masters. Amen. But you got to make your mind up to turn from that sin and don't do it anymore. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. 1 John 5:1 says, Velvet, let's see what the Bible says here.
1 John 5:1, whosoever believeth that Jesus is Christ is born of God. Everyone that loves him, that begetteth love is him, also that is begotten of him.
Now, when you be born of God, you love people. You don't have no hatred in your heart, but you love people. Amen. People said, when you receive the Lord in their life, say, I love everybody. That's the way it is. When Christ come in you, you will love people. Amen. You will do good to your enemies. Amen. Feed the hungry. Clothe the naked. Do what you can to help your brother and your sister. Praise God. Pray for people. Praise Lord. Visit the sick. Glory to God. Amen. Give people fruit baskets. All that. You'll do all that because you love people. You don't be get on the farm and gossip and run people down. You don't do that backbiting. You don't do things like that. But when you have love in your heart, you will do things to help and not to hurt. Glory to God. You don't defraud. You don't cheat. You don't be cheating on your taxes. You don't do that. Glory to God. You don't be stealing from people. You don't do that. You don't be putting things in your pocket that you haven't paid for. You don't do that. When you love, glory to God, you will obey and keep God's commandments. You will live right. Glory to God. What did the Bible say, Sister Velvet?
By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments.
Y'all heard what that Bible said?
For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous.
Y'all heard that? It's not no hard job trying to keep the commandments of God. You got a lot of preachers preaching, you don't have to keep commandments. That could be called the devil sent them out there. That's a lie from the pit of hell. But when Christ come in you, you will keep His commandments. When you get truly saved from your sin and get filled up and running over with the true Holy Ghost, you will love to keep God's commandments. Glory to God. Because when you love the Lord, you will live right. You will obey and do what that Bible said. Glory to God. Amen. We under grace. I'm preaching the grace of Christ. Grace of God. Amen. When you receive the grace of God in you, you will get that love in your heart. And therefore, Jesus Christ will be wash you in the blood and sanctify you holy and be walking and talking in your soul. And therefore, you'll be able to obey and do that word. The grace of God don't give you an excuse to go back and serve the devil. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God is a God of love in that He wants you to live right. God wants to look down and look at His children and see you walking in the Word of God every day, Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, all day long, all night long. You living according to the Word of God. God delights. He smiles at you. Every time you resist that devil, when that devil come to you with sin, you resist him and don't obey that devil because you love the Lord. You keeping His commandments. God love you. He love you. He smiles at you. Glory to God. I'll tell you, God delights when people refuse to commit fornication, refuse to commit adultery, refuse to tell that lie, refuse to backbite, refuse to run people down, refuse to treat people wrong. When you love your neighbor, love your enemies, God smiles at you. He loves you. Glory to God. But when people sin and do wrong, His anger is hot. Glory to God. And people need to understand that and know that. When people steal and rob, God's anger is hot. Glory to God. When people commit sin of the flesh, God's anger is hot. Praise God. And people need to understand that and know that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. God's love is strong. Genesis 18 and 22 says, Velvet, because God is long-suffering. He don't want people to die and go to hell. He will spare you if you live right and live holy. But if you sin and do wrong and act like God don't exist, God's anger is hot and His wrath come upon the children of disobedience. What did the Bible say, Sylvia?
It is 18 and 22. And the men turned their faces from this and went towards Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord.
Amen. Now, Abraham had the love of Christ in his heart. He loved the people. What did the Bible say?
And Abraham drew near and said, "Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Preadventure, where there be 50 within righteous within the city, wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous therein? Then be far from thee to do thee after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be also the wicked, that be far from then, shall not the judge of all the earth do right?"
Now, Abraham was talking with God. And see, would God spare Sodom and Gomorrah? Because Sodom and Gomorrah was wicked with homosexuality and lesbianism. They was wicked, glory to God. And God got anger, got hot. He was going to destroy it because of the sin and wickedness, glory to God. Amen. But Abraham pleaded with God and said, "Will you spare if you find 50? What did the Bible say, Sylvia?
And he said, "If I find Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the places for their sake."
You see, when you live right and live holy, God will have mercy. Praise the Lord. That's why I preach, turn from your sin and repent, and God will show mercy. Glory to God. But when people get stubborn and get hard-headed and want to do it wrong and call wrong right and do evil and do the thing that God said not do, his anger gets hot. Glory to God. And God's anger got hot at Solomon and Gomorrah because they were stubborn, disobedient, and want to do wrong and call it right. What did the Bible say, Seville?
And preeminence, the fifth of righteous, would not throw all the cities for the love of five. He said, if I find thee fortified, I would not destroy it. And he speaking to him yet again. He said, preeminent there should be fortified there. He said, I'm not doing for fortitude's sake.
Now listen here. Abraham was going down the line. They were searching. They couldn't find 50. They couldn't find 45. They couldn't find 30. They went on down to 10. And when it went down to 10, they even couldn't find 10. You know God's anger was hot. Glory to God. I want to let you know, people, in the closing of this message, you got to live holy. Because if you, amen, people are sinning, ain't nobody clean, God's anger is hot. And God's wrath come upon the children of disobedience. God will destroy when, amen, people is evil and sinful and don't seek the Lord. But God is looking with somebody turn from their sin. Will somebody seek him? Glory to God. I'm telling you, he's long-suffering because his love is strong. He wants people to turn from their sin and stop their sinning. Praise God. And pray and call on the Lord. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I'm preaching the real word of God, people. Praise God. So folks, we know. Let's get ready for the prayer of faith at the closing of this message. Because I'm telling you, amen, eye-opening message, Sister Velvet.
Amen, amen, amen.
Lay your hands on the radio's point of contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the message all this month. I'm telling you, this is a heart stirring message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm tired of straddling the fence. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I live right. Lord, I want you to blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, I want you to baptize believers and fill them, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, I want you, amen, to heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, amen. Praise our God. Lord, I want you to go into them jails and prisons. Let revival break out in there. Lord, do these things. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah. This song said there is no secret what God can do. What he done for others, he will do it for you. Hallelujah. Another song say, come to Jesus. He will heal you. He will save you. He will set you free. He will deliver you. Hallelujah. So God is waiting for you and I to make our final choice that we're going to serve him, that we're going to give up our ways for he can mold and make us the way he wants to be. Hallelujah. Because God loves each and every one of us. His love is so great towards, hallelujah. I am so glad that he loves me and he loves you. You believe that prayer to ever hold that prayer. God has heard your cry. God has given you your victory. So go ahead and praise and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he will continue to bless you. He will continue to mold you and make you, hallelujah. So don't have prison bonds. God loves you with an everlasting love. You are special in his eyes. He is there waiting for you no matter what you have done. Those in the free world, we thank you for your prayer, your support of our ministry. When you continue to pray for us and support us. And you also can call for prayer and cancer because God has no respect of person. We love you and we praise God for you. But most of all, the power of God is just the same today, hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. God can do the impossible. May God bless you. We love you.
We sure do love you. Pray for that. I do ministry going to the jails and prisons. We will pray for you. And tune into our website to learn more about our ministry and also be blessed with all the activities that's on there. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes along with one companion. Said that was saying that.
If Jesus comes for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.